Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to the book of Psalm, chapter 86, and let us read 1 through 5 together, and then we can be seated. Amen? But allow me first to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, The Faithful Servant of God. The Faithful Servant of God. This is an area in our life where most Christians struggle in. We know we're saved. We know we came to the cross. We know that God has saved us. But then, where do we go from there? Brand new Christians, they're so excited. They got so much zeal. Man, they'll go share their faith without not knowing Scripture. They're just so excited that they no longer do the things that once got them in trouble. Amen? God sets us free. The Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. But then, after days and weeks and months, and maybe even years go by, is where do we go from there? And so, I'm praying that this morning's word will speak volumes to us so that we won't grow weary in well-doing. Because God wants us to be cheerful as we wait upon him. Can I get amen? But while we're waiting on him, there's something we all need to do. And what is that? It's to serve him with our whole heart, soul, and mind. And so are we there at Psalm 86? Let's read together 1 through 5. Bow down your ear, O Lord. Look at this. And hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life. For I am holy, you are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all day long. Rejoice the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his word. You may be seated. Right up here, saints. Faithfulness is one of the most important qualities in a person's life. Faithfulness. Remember that word, faithfulness. Saints, you and I, we need to be able to believe what others say or promise to do. Many of us have said things and we promise, but sometimes we break those promises, don't we? I got a wonderful friend. I won't mention his name. I'll see you Sunday. I'll see you next week. I'll see you there. That day comes, not there. Wow. And so, we need to be able to believe what others say or promise to do. And they must be able to trust us as well. Can I get amen? Amen. Unfaithfulness is a form of deception or hypocrisy. Remember that. Unfaithfulness is a form of deception and hypocrisy. If you are called to be a saint, guess what? Start walking in his ways now. Start walking in his ways. Why? Because it leads us, listen to this, saints, it leads to feelings of disappointment and betrayal when we discover that our trust in someone has been misplaced. as Christians, we should always strive to be faithful to God and to others. Can I get amen? Amen. Remember Jacob? When Jacob considered all that the Lord had done for him, this is what Jacob prayed. He prayed this right up here. O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who said to me, return to your country and to your relatives, and I will prosper you. I am unworthy of the loving kindness and all the faithfulness which you have shown to your servant. God has been faithful to you and I. Hallelujah. When he saved you, when he washed you in the blood, when he placed his spirit in you, that was a sign to you that he is faithful to you. God is faithful. Hallelujah. And the power comes to strengthen us in the time of weaknesses. Yes, we love to feel his presence and we feel the joy when we come together in the unity of the faith. But a lot of times he will come upon you, and that is so that you can continue. That he will give you sign after sign after sign that I will never leave you nor forsake you. But there are going to be issues in life. They're going to try to sway us in different directions. A lot of times things come up in our life where it becomes more important than the things of God. And this is where this morning's message, we have to reassess our motives, our agendas. And we have to look. Just like Jesus did. He saw the cross before him and the world behind him. And so, saints, God is always faithful. But we must pay attention to him. Can I get amen? We should consider the many ways he has proven himself faithful in our life and then respond in gratitude. That's what it's all about. Faithfulness to us, gratitude toward him. And then it'll splash on gratitude for one another. So, look at it here. Scripture affirms God's faithfulness. This is where you have to look into the word of liberty. You got to go into the word. Can I get amen? Because this is where he discloses to us how faithful he is. Why? Because all the past that has already occurred is a track record. We could glean back to look ahead. We can see his faithfulness in the lives of the patriarchal saints. But then you can look at your own personal life and see where he brought you from and how he's carrying you right now. Look what it says here in Deuteronomy. Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God. Say that with me. Faithful God. Can I get amen on that? Amen. Faithful God who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to a thousand generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. You see, when he saved us, he's the one that imputed upon us his righteousness. And when his spirit came in, that gave us now the authority, that gave us the sign, that gave us the confidence to love him. And that love, it's not eros love. It becomes agape love. Can I get amen? Amen. Eros love is, I love you today, but I hate you tomorrow. That's right. Agape love is, I love you despite of yourself. That's right. Despite of what you said to me, I still love you. Amen. That's how God looks at us. Did you know that? Yes. Did you know that? Listen, I've got some wonderful scriptures to affirm and to confirm God's faithfulness toward us. He's faithful. Don't never forget, he is faithful. God is so faithful. He will never disappoint us. Can I get amen? Yeah. Man, he'll take us to the whooping shed when we need it. But he does that because he loves us. He's trying to work out something in our life. Can I get amen? Look at this scripture right up here in Psalms. For the word of the Lord is upright. And all his work is done in what? Faithfulness. He's faithful to start whatever he started in your life, he's going to complete it. Yes, he is. Thank you, Father. He's going to complete it. Whatever he started, he's going to complete. That's right. Just because you got saved doesn't mean, oh man, now I can't. Now everything is bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. No, man. Where's the joy? Come on, when God comes into your life, man, I'm telling you, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. And he was faithful to deliver you from your dilemma.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Oh, yes, he did. Look at this scripture right up here. Your loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. This lets us know there is no limitation to his faithfulness toward us. Come on, none of us could even jump 6 inches off the ground. And yet, from the ground to the heavens, to the skies, he's faithful. My goodness, I'm talking width, height, and depth. It's endless. Can I get an amen? It's endless. My, it's endless. We serve a mighty God. How many believe he's mighty? How many believe he's awesome? That's right. Now, this wasn't just for the patriarchs. This just wasn't just for the Old Testament. It was for the New Testament saints, and we are the New Testament saints. Can I get amen? Because the Bible says right up here, your faithfulness continues throughout all. Say that with me. All generations. This generation. Can I get amen? Matter of fact, this generation is the generation where Jesus came and destroyed the curse in our life. Can I get amen? Oh, come on.
Thank you, Lord.
God saved us so that we can go back to our parents, our grandparents, and then we can also preach and teach to our children and grandchildren. This is the generation that he came to destroy the works of the devil in our life. Come on. That should get you excited. That should say, man, oh, Lord, thank you for setting me free. What can I do for thee now, oh, God? Because let me just say this, whatever he asks of you, it's not a heavy burden and it's not a heavy yoke. It's a heavy yoke in your mind. Not in his. We come up with all kinds of excuses. Man, duh, man. Yeah, you know, go ahead, you know. They ain't gonna miss me. No, God misses you. He wants you there. He wants you there. Look what it says in Lamentations. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease. For his compassions, what? Never fail. If his compassions never fail, then why are we failing him? Why are we failing one another? Look at this. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. King James is great is thy faithfulness. You know that song. We all sing that song. Listen. Look how Timothy wrote this down. Paul wrote this letter to Timothy. Look at this. If we are faithless, he remains what? Faithful, for he cannot deny himself. I don't care what doldrum you find yourself in. I don't care what pity party you find yourself in. A lot of times things happen in our life, and we get into these pity parties like, oh man, woe is me. And yet, he's right there saying, I'm still faithful to you. What's too hard for you? And then you find out, man, it was just nothing. And I got all wound up because of nothing. That's right. Because he'll show you the bigger picture. He'll show you eternity while you're looking at something that's going to last a day maybe. He wants to show you eternity. That's right. That's right. He cannot deny himself. Although our faithfulness wavers, these scriptures affirm that God is faithful what? All the time. All the time. Even the sin of his children will not nullify it. Can I get amen? It won't. Because the Lord is immutable. What does that mean? He's never changing. God changes not. Aren't you so blessed that he doesn't change his mind about you? Like you change your mind about him every now and then? Like you change your mind about someone else every now and then? Well, I thought I love you. But he doesn't look at us like that. He's steadfast. God is immovable, immutable. You can't move him. You can't shake him. Hallelujah. He's the rock, and we stand on the rock. Can I get amen? None of his attributes changed. None of them. His love, his mercy, his grace, his loving kindness, his faithfulness. That never changes, will never change. That's why only he can do the supernatural in our life. Hallelujah. And that's why we can be confident that he will keep all that he promises. Everything he said about us, he will keep it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
His faithfulness is a certainty when we can rest upon. Especially when he says this, right up here in Hebrews. I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. Man, you ever been deserted by someone? I've had folks in the past 10 years were wonderful saints, and all of a sudden they deserted. They just went. They didn't even say bye. It's like, what happened? Something was said, and sometimes it convicts. Sometimes it comes to reprove. And bye-bye, they're gone. Not even say bye. Didn't even say bye to nobody else. But God's not like that.
Thank you, Lord.
God's not like that. He says, I won't desert you. Man, just imagine. God came into your room and says, you know what? I'm done with you. See ya. You're on your own. Bam. And he takes his spirit with him. And then he says, go, run back to the devil. See how good he treats you. But see, God won't do that. It's not his character. It's not his character. See, old Slowfoot, the devil, that's a different guy. He'll use you and abuse you. And after he's done with you, he'll pull over, he'll open up the door, out on the curb, you're out. I've used you up. I got someone else I'm going to use now. That's old Slowfoot. He wants to do that to your life. But God won't.
Thank you, Lord.
God won't. Saints, we can have confidence that we are secure in Christ. How many believe you're secure in Christ? Or is it based on your mindset? Is it based on emotion?
No.
Is it based on an attribute that you have? Is it based upon whether you sin or not? Huh?
No. No.
I know a lot of folks, they've committed a sin. And then guess what? They think that now my salvation is nullified. Then they go right back out there and they wallow in the mud for a while. Living a lie. God never told them to go. They go on their own. Saints, the Holy Spirit works to express within us the qualities consistent with God's nature. And this includes faithfulness. We should be who we claim to be and do what we commit to do. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
To give any other impression in any other way would be considered deception. We have to show others the attributes of God that God has placed within our spirit. Can I get an amen? Because if people truly see your life doing the things of God, loving God, serving God, blessing others, establishing a prayer life, a devotional life, learning to feed others, learning to build each other's lives. And then we do the opposite of that. Then it becomes deception. And we can't be deceiving no one. Can I get an amen? But see, saints, none of us have the strength or the fortitude and faithfulness to live the Christian life apart from the enablement of the Holy Spirit who indwells in us. Even Christ's disciples couldn't do it. That's why Jesus told them to wait. He said, you know what? I need you guys to wait because you can't do this all by yourself. I can't just send you off and go, all right, go live the life now. Jesus told them this right here. He said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. This is the key, saints, to be that servant, to be that one that God has called out. You cannot do it within your own strength. You will crash and burn. You will start out running. It's like a marathon. You'll sprint. You'll sprint the first 2 miles. Man, there's no one behind me. And then when you get to that third and fourth, and remember, it's a 20-mile sprint. When you get to about the fifth mile, you start to slow down. Man. And then far off behind you, they're coming. And they all had a little pace going. And all of a sudden, boom, one past you. Oh, here comes another one past you. And here comes another one. You started well, but you didn't finish the race. You collapsed. Why? Because you didn't have the power. You didn't have His presence in you. You didn't have the Spirit of God. See, with the Spirit of God, He will pace you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
He will direct you. He will lead you. He will show you greater things. He will speak to you. He'll give you dreams and visions. He will fortify you. He will build you up. He's the one, hallelujah, that will put a shield and a buckler around you. When the enemy tries to shoot fiery darts at you, they will slip off. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We need the power. We can't do this with our own strength. Saints, if we have trusted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit who empowers us to be faithful in every circumstance. But if we fail and grieve the Spirit of God, that's when He convicts us of sin. For what? What's the conviction for? So that we can feel bad? No. So that we can repent and receive forgiveness. That's how merciful He is. That's how faithful He is. He doesn't do this. Oh, here comes. Let me stamp it out like a roach. Done. Now you'll never sin. God's not like that, is He?
Thank you, Lord.
No. He knows what's best for us. He knows how to fix us. Oh, come on. Let me just say this. I want to say this as just politely as I can. The church is a hospital. It's where broken people's lives come together. We come in there broken. Like Brother G always says it every now and then. We come into this place toe up from the flow up.
That's right.
But this is where God builds our lives. He strengthens our lives through the power of the Holy Spirit by the saints of God who will pour into one another's lives to build us up. Can I get amen? Amen? To strengthen us. This is a place where we get, hallelujah, encouragement. This is a place where we come to get strengthened. This is a place where iron sharpens iron.
Yes,
amen.
That's right.
Where we can be fortified and built up.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
We can further and continue this walk with Him. It's not an easy walk. No one said it will ever be easy. But all God is looking for you is to be faithful to Him in all that you do. Can I get amen? Because He is truly our divine enabler and helper. Can I get amen? Look at this. He will always forgive us. That's right. Come on. There's people. I got to ask this question. I hope I'm not stepping on your toes. But is there people in your life right now? Right now. You don't have to say their name. They're in your mind already. They're lodged in. Some of them are seared into your mind that you probably haven't forgiven yet. There's got to be someone there. Or it's really borderline. Yeah, I know. You got to let them go. And they don't even have to know that you hate them or despise them. That's so that you can be set free.
Yeah, that's right.
Because now you're giving them the power over you. They're the one that's causing you to have your heart turn to the right or to the left. That's right. You got to just forgive them and let them go. and watch God do the miracle. God will then pour in your life more of Him. Because that's what's called dying to self. Look at this. If we confess our sins, He is faithful, what? And righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from some. Yeah, but there's an area there that I don't know. That is, the Bible doesn't say that, does it? All unrighteousness. That's how God is. God is so good. He is good. He's worthy to be praised. You see, saints, forgiveness is only possible because Jesus paid our sin debt in full with His death on the cross. Now God can forgive us because Christ's sacrifice satisfied this justice. Whoo, man, I'm telling you. See, you got to look at this. Jesus first, hallelujah. Thank you, God. He came to die for our sins. He came as the suffering Savior. He came to shed His blood for us. He came from heaven of glory to this fallen earth who's ruled by the devil. Yeah, that's right. Devil rules this earth. That's why we've been learning. He took Jesus on the mountain. Remember when Jesus was fasting 40 days and 40 nights? He says, if you fall down and bow down and worship me, I'll give you all these kingdoms. So right now, Satan has the authority on this earth. But it's short-lived.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, but for a while. This is why we still live in these what? Sinful bodies. This is why we still live. We still have to be born and still die. Why? Because God hasn't changed it yet. When He comes and He sets up camp, then God will make all things new.
Yeah.
We can put our hand in a hole and not worry about getting bit by a snake.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
Just imagine. Putting your hand in a hole, coming out, and the spider shaking your hand. Giving you five, what up? You wouldn't put it in there now, would you? That thing will bite you faster than you can pull it out. You see, saints, God's faithfulness limits the power of our temptation. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. Why? Because you know why? The devil's relentless in tempting you.
Yes, he is.
I'm telling you, he wants to tempt you in every aspect of your life. He wants to test you with drugs and alcohol. He wants to test you in sex. He wants to test you in money. He wants to test you in relationships. He wants to test you in your children. He wants to test you in every aspect of your life. Why? Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. This is why we need to gravitate to the cross. This is why we need Jesus. Can I get amen? Because we cannot go through this life, hallelujah, in our own strength.
That's right.
We need the Lord. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is why Paul wrote to the Corinthian church right up here. He wrote, no temptation is overtaking you, but such as common to man. What does it mean by that? Because the devil rules this earth, so every sinful act on this earth is common to man. It's not new to us. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. But look at this. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able. Look at this. Hallelujah. But with the temptation, will provide a way of escape also. Thank you, God, so that you will be able to endure it. Oh, Jesus, thank you, God. See, God is the one that is so faithful that He will get you out of that predicament, whether you entered it in ignorantly or willfully. Can I get amen? That's right. Sometimes we do willful stuff. Hallelujah. But yet, He said, I still got a way for you. I can get you out of this. And when I pull you out of this, turn to me and repent. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We serve a mighty God, a loving God. Saints, if we rely on this promise, we won't have to yield to temptation. Thank you, God. God has established a limit and provided an escape so we can endure the enticement without failing Him. Thank you, God. And also, as a servant to God, we can have, oh. Yeah, man. We can have peace with God. Can I get amen? We can have peace with God. How many want his peace? How many wake up with the peace of God? 22 years. I'm only glorifying God. I'm only praising him. But she would tell everyone, that's a lie, Pastor. I wake up every morning with the joy of the Lord. With peace of God in my life. And I come looking for her. Hi, honey. And she's up earlier than I am. She's in her word praying for me. Praying that I stay right. But that's the power of God. When you allow God to work in your life, he will do great and mighty things in your life. That's right. He will strengthen you. He will gird you up in truth. Hallelujah. He'll give you all the equipment. The helmet of salvation. The shield of faith. The sword of the spirit. Hallelujah. The belt of truth. The feet shod prepared for the gospel of peace. He'll give you everything you need. But notice, he will give you nothing. Nothing. I'm telling you this. He's not going to give you anything for your backside. What does that mean? That means that there is should never be retreat.
That's right.
It's you move forward in your life with him. Move forward. Move forward with him. But the moment you retreat, the enemy comes and shoots arrows on your backside. There is no protection back there.
Right.
And that's where he will devour you. That's why God gave the armor in the mind of Paul, and he wrote it down. And so when you look at a Roman soldier, there's nothing on his backside to protect him. They always moved forward. Because the enemy comes from those angles. And what they would do is they would encircle each other. And then they would walk to the right, left, forward, backward. But they would always have, hallelujah, their backs to one another. In other words, do you got your brother's back? You got your sister's back. If you got each other's back, there's no room for the enemy.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
There's no room for the enemy. Look at this right up here. Philippians. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We need God's peace. We can't be restless people. You ever see someone, man, they just got to get up and move around. They're walking around there. Like all their nails are gone. Slow your roll. Calm down. Allow God's peace to be on your heart. Saints, if we bring our anxieties to the Lord in prayer, we can receive his peace even in the midst of trying situations. It will guard our hearts and minds and keeps us from giving up hope or even blaming and accusing God for what you've done. God will never do something to us that will cause our hearts to turn against him. He won't. That's not how his nature is. He's for us. Look at what else. The Holy Spirit limits the power of Satan in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Where does it say that, Brother Fee? In the Word? Well, show me in the Word. Okay, I'll show you right now. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. Yes, he will. Don't be dabbling with the other camp. Can I get amen? Some of us like to tip over in that other camp, man. And then we get in trouble. Then we get beat up by the devil. And then we come back. And yes, God is there to wash you and cleanse you. But why do you want to go back there and be demoralized? Why do you want to go back there and suffer? You got to ask yourself, blessing? suffering. Wait a minute. Wait, let me look at that. Blessing, suffering. Huh? Can I make a let me do it. Blessing. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Showers of blessing, spiritual. Hallelujah. Meeting all my needs. Hallelujah. Winning others to the Lord. Watching them grow in the grace. And over here, oh, woe is me. Can't even open up the Bible. You know why? Because as soon as you open it up, it starts to read you. You don't read. Listen, when you open up the Word, you don't read the Word. It reads you. It's alive, sharper than a two-edged sword. It's not ink on pages. The Word of God is alive, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to reach down into the bone and marrow.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And it's able to quicken you no matter where you're at. He'll make you come alive.
Amen.
And you know what I love about God? When He does a new thing in you, you'll look at that old thing. It's better here with God now.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And guess what? He won't blackmail you. He will never bring it up to you. Old Slewfoot will. Well, don't you remember? Yeah, you remember. You remember. That's what the devil want to do. You gotta understand, Satan is under God's control and does not have freedom to do whatever he desires in our lives. He's got to get the okay. Saints, these four promises can enable us to face whatever challenges come our way. Why? Because we can count on the faithfulness of God in our lives. We may not understand our situation, but we can trust in the one who forgives our sins, limits our temptations, gives us peace in troubled times, and controls Satan's access to us. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you, God. Our confidence in the faithfulness of the Scripture is tested when we go through trials because they challenge our belief in who God is and what He has said He would do. These tests, saints, reveal our areas of weaknesses so that God can strengthen us to overcome them. His goal is that the fruit of the Spirit spoken in the book of Galatians becomes a part of our character and is worked out in our life, our lifestyles. Oh, yeah. Listen, when you become truly born again and filled with the Spirit, for most who are truly connected with God, you can see this attribute working right away. It's this one. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Meaning, it's endless. You can operate in this mode of apparanda as much as you want. You could dip into that well as much as you want and have as much as you want. And God's supernatural abundance is there. We can have all this 24/7. Can I get amen? Because it says, and such, there's no law to prevent you from having as much as you want. Yeah, that's right. I remember back in the day, I went with some friends. We went to this little Chinese place, all you can eat right there on Plaza Boulevard. And then these three big Samoan boys came in. Big boys. And after about their fifth plate, the owner got up and says, I'm sorry. Enough is enough. He kicked them out. He made up his law right there. But see, with God and these attributes, there is no law. He cannot say, oh man, you're loving too much. No, He wants you to love like Him.
Yes.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
Yes, He does. Listen, saints, look at this. When we walk in the Spirit, we'll have the following characteristics. This is what happens. When we have the Spirit of God, and God has called us to be servants, okay? We're going to go quickly through these attributes, and then we'll close. But these are the things that God is expecting now us as servants, as his children, as recipients of his grace, as adopted sons and daughters. You know, we were adopted and grafted in by faith.
That's right.
The Old Testament used to call us Gentiles. Now, you got to remember, we're Gentiles. We were dogs.
Yep. That's what they call us.
We were dogs. In other words, we got second hand.
That's right.
We got crumbs. That's right. We were the vagabonds.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So when we walk in the Spirit, we'll have the following characteristics. Number one, this is what develops. Doesn't happen overnight, but it happens gradually. It's number one, we're devoted to God. You're here because you love God. I hope you know that.
That's right.
Do you know you're here because you love God?
Amen.
That shows not me, not the leaders, not the elder, no. It shows to God that you're devoted to him. Can I get amen?
Amen.
You're devoted to God. He will be the only one we follow. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Why? Because what happens to a believer is this right up here. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus gave himself for you so that you can love him, so that he can enable you now to walk after him. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. That's right. Another attribute is not just devoted to God, but he wants another attribute that would come out of your being. Is this being loyal. Loyal to God. We will be someone others that can count on to do and say what we will. Be careful. Yeah, I'll see you there. Prayer tonight? Yeah. I'll see you there. Don't show up. Remember that. I want you to remember this. Those of you that are part of this fellowship, we call prayer tonight at 5. Let's see how much you're loyal to the things that's being instructed today. Can I get amen? Oh, yeah. Well, you know. Yeah, I know. That's between you and God now. Are you loyal to him? Are you willing to spend an hour to pray with him? To pray for others. You know, there's so many people that we need to pray for that don't know Jesus. Some people that are sick. Some people that are financially burdened. Some people that need to come together as one in Christ. Some people to let the flesh die so that we can pray that God will strengthen them.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But Jesus said this would happen in the last days. Let's not find ourselves in this category right up here. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. You got to endure these things. You got to be devoted to God. Be loyal to him. Endure these things. It's all but for a moment. It's only for a moment. Man, I'm telling you, if Russia and China came with 1 billion men on our shores, you're going to remember these words. God, mercy. That's right. Another attribute, we should never have a wavering spirit. Unwavering. We get tossed to and fro. We sometimes find ourselves in the cabinet. We're not listening. Or we don't want to listen. That's right. Our reliability won't vary from day to day. Look what Hebrews says. Let us hold fast the confession of hope unwavering. For he is faithful who has promised. So if God is faithful, can we show we can be faithful too? That's right. All right. So we looked at devoted to God, being loyal to God, unwavering, right? Now he's saying, now that you're growing in those areas, now he's saying, can you be steadfast? Huh? Can you be steadfast? That's right. Listen, some of us grew up in areas, and you know, where we grew up having rival gangs. We couldn't even go down two blocks and they're from another barrio or another group, right? And back then, we were steadfast to get in their grill. We were steadfast to go get them. That's right. Because if you didn't get them, they were going to get you. But we were steadfast back in that day, weren't we? Can you flip-flop that and be steadfast for God?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Who wants to love you,
right,
not hurt you?
Amen.
Huh? Can we be steadfast for God? We'll be steady in our commitments and unshaken by changing circumstances if we're steadfast. Meaning I'm locked in. I'm locked in. And once you lock in, that's it. You can't be moved. Because you find out who is your source now. You know who's leading you now. You know where you can rest your trust upon. That's right. Look what Corinthians says right up here. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be what? Steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Can I get an amen? Knowing that the Lord, hallelujah, knowing that the Lord, your labor is not in vain. Listen, the worship team that comes up here to share their hearts in the morning, it's not in vain. The ushers that come down and collect, it's not in vain. Those who serve in ministry, the women that teach on Monday nights, the home fellowships on Friday night, it's not in vain. It's not in vain. The prayers that are lifted up at 5 p.m. tonight will not be in vain. Can I get amen? Nothing's in vain with God. He says, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that the Lord, your labor is not in vain. Oh, man, I'm telling you. So, if Sister Yolanda and I and one other one shows up tonight, then maybe it was in vain. This is where you have to challenge yourself between you and God. Can I get amen? Amen? Challenge God. Here's another wonderful attribute. He's looking in us. It's being trustworthy. Are you trustworthy? One of the things that Brother Angel and Sister Tammy can have confidence in is, I shared it earlier, what is said at the table, they trust us that it stays at the table. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And no one knows to know anybody's dirty laundry.
That's right.
One of the things that I find, especially in married couples, is when they're in public, they will put out each other's dirty laundry with other people. Well, he's like that. He says this to me. Well, she's like that. And you know what? And all of a sudden, people are reading the wrong message from you. Because you're putting out stuff that never should be put out. Can I get amen? If there's something that you need to disclose, you open the door and go in private and go talk about it. Can I get amen? And work it out. But no one should know that dirty laundry. Can I get amen? That's the number one issue where couples find themselves distraught and they start being destroyed through each other's tongue of being not trustworthy. Yolanda trusts me that whatever she says to me, whatever we do, it stays between us and vice versa. She don't call up her friends, man, you got to see what he did last night. And wah, 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 wah. Well, be careful on how you talk about your wife and how you talk about your husband. Can I get amen? Be careful, because God is watching you. treat one another in love. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to move on from this topic. CC saints, others can believe us because we always, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we should be speaking truth. Can I get an amen? Look what Zechariah said up here. These are the things that you shall do. Speak the truth to one another. Render in your gates judgments that are true and make for peace. Do not devise evil in your hearts against one another. And love no false oath. For all these things I hate, declares the Lord. So this just solidifies what I said. We need to have each other's back. And not to beat each other's back. Can I get an amen? We got each other's back. And it's exposed. So let's not beat the back. Let's protect it. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. And then another attribute as a servant of God. He's looking for this. We saw devotion, steadfastness. We saw what? Unwavering.
Trustworthy.
Huh? Devoted. Now he wants to see this. Dependable. Are you dependable? Can I count on you? Can you be counted worthy? Can you? Dependable. People can rely on us to show up on time and accomplish what we undertake. Can I get an amen? Look what 1 John says. But whoever keeps his word in him, truly the love of God is what? Perfected. By this we may know that we are what? In him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Can I get an amen on that? This morning's teaching is not to give you a rah-rah message. Pom-poms. Yeah, rah-rah-rah-rah. No, this is to instruct us so that we can learn and dig deep and walk deeper with him. Can I get amen?
Thank you, Lord.
And then, once we have those attributes going, now you got that engine humming. Vroom, vroom. It's humming now. Okay, now you got to add one more characteristic. Okay, is being obedient. Although we won't do it perfectly, our desire and aim will to obey God. Yeah. Can I get amen? How many would rather obey God?
Amen.
Listen, what was just passed in New York was against God. Can I get amen? I'm hoping that every born-again believer in the state of New York would stand up and say, we're against that.
That's right.
That we're against that murder, that late-term abortion. Mm. Oh, come on. Having a baby come out and lay by the mother's side and then decide whether to terminate it now? That's murder.
That's murder.
I don't care how you sum it up. That man needs to go home. That governor, whatever he is, he needs to go home. And they got these wayward, evil folks in our society that are setting up all these laws, changing the laws. But you and I, we're called to obey God's law. Can I get an amen? I'd rather obey God. Oh, yeah, I'll suffer your temporary consequences. Because that's all it is. It's temporary. But the glory, hallelujah, that is set before us. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Peter understood this. Paul understood it. The apostles understood it. They understood that despite of being incarcerated, many of them were whipped and beaten. They were incarcerated. They were put under chains. They were thrown into dungeons. They weren't in Donovan's prison. Donovan's prison has running amenities. They got hot and water running. They got big screen TV. I bet some of them saw the Super Bowl. They're behind bars. Come on. They still have drugs coming in. They have all kinds of things. That you know what? That's just to me, that's a baby pen. Babying them. They're in there. They're feeding them all day long. They ain't learning nothing. But these guys back then, these guys, the apostles back then, they didn't have those amenities. They were laying on their own feces. They were urinating on each other. They didn't have no bathrooms to go to. It was rat infested. They probably ate bread with mold on it. But yet they understood that they're going to preach the gospel despite, hallelujah, despite of being whipped and tormented and even unto death. They said it right up here. Peter said, and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Can I get amen?
Come on.
And so we need to continue to be obedient to God. Can I get amen? If you're not walking in the ways of God, today's the day. Say, you know what, God? I want to walk in your way. I want to be obedient to you because I want my life blessed now. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Today's a new day for some of you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Today God is saying, I have eradicated your past. I remember it no more. Now walk in the beauty of holiness. Now walk toward me. Allow me to bless your life. Hallelujah. Allow me to encamp angels around you. Allow me to prosper you. Hallelujah. Some of you don't even have a place to lay your own head. And God has prepared a place for those who love him. You got to believe that. You got to believe that God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will work out and do things so supernaturally, hallelujah, you will know it's God. That's right. And once you got all these attributes going, then the last attribute will start happening all by itself. And this is the one we want. This is the one God wants to see, and this is what we should be demonstrating to others, is this last attribute right up here, being fruitful. You know what being fruitful is? Fruitful is, you know what? I'm going to go pray for my brother when he's down.
Amen.
I'm going to go lift him up. God will put someone in your heart.
Amen.
And you know what? I'm going to go get this one a meal today.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to spend a little time with this one. Tell them how much God loves you. Some of us have so much junk in our rooms, we should gather that stuff up and go feed and clothe the poor.
That's right.
We hoard things. There's things we don't need in our home. A lot of things we don't need. They're just sitting there.
Yep.
Go give it out. Go bless someone. Be fruitful. When's the last time you brought someone to Christ? When's the last time you brought someone to the cross? When's the last time you said, man, Jesus loves you. Come on. You see, if all those other attributes are working, then the fruitfulness will come all by itself. But if there's log jams and all these other ones, it'll never get to fruitfulness. Because the enemy will come in and try to put a monkey wrench in that spinning wheel that God has put before you. All these attributes need to be operating and going and working in our lives. Like a giant millstone that's just continually moving. But the enemy wants to boom, stop it and jam you up in this area. And when you're jammed up in that area, guess what? You don't have time for all those other attributes because you're focused on that one area. And it'll be impossible to be fruitful. Our lives will have a positive influence on others when the fruit of the Spirit is coming forth. So this is why God said, right up here. Look what he said up here. We're coming in for a close. So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing what? Fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. That's what God wants. What? bearing fruit in every good work. Everything that you do for the Lord is not in vain.
That's right.
And so, when I opened up and we saw Jesus giving crowns to people, what did he say? He said, well done, well done good and what?
Faithful.
Say that again.
Faithful.
Faithful. Faithful. Faithful. Right here. Faithful. 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 We'll be able. How many can honestly say that if you walk in the faithfulness of God, we'll not only be faithful to Him, but we can be faithful to others.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Can I get an amen on that? Oh, yes. Yeah. Look at Samuel right here. Only fear the Lord and serve Him, what? Faithfully with all your heart, for consider what great things He has done for you. Man, some of you, He found in a back alley. Toe up. Clothes was part of your skin. Some of you had these little maggot worms growing in your ear and you didn't even know. Some of you wore socks that when you took them off, they stood in the corner by themselves. Stood there. And it wasn't starch. It was funkitis. Can you recall those days? So you know what he's saying? If that was your life at one time, be thankful where he's brought you now.
Yes.
And learn to be faithful to him.
That's right.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
Oh, yes. Look what Jesus said here. He said it like this. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. Jesus said that. And so, let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them. This teaching this morning, bind it around your neck. Oh God, help me walk in these ways, God. Help me be thy servant, oh God. Help me to glorify thee, oh God. Help me to walk, hallelujah, worthy of the call, oh God. Many of are called and few are chosen, but yet I see the chosen ones right now, right before us. We've been chosen to this higher call. Yeah, we're a small church, but he doesn't look at how big your church is. He wants you to see how big your God is. To him. Can I get amen? I'd rather have God being big in my life than having a room full of folks that don't even know who he is. I'd rather have him big in my life. That's right. Last scripture is this. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but whoever hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. Some folks, man, they just want that shortcut. Do I got to do all that to achieve that? No, man, you know what? I'm just going to go this way. Yeah, and then you fall off the cliff. So, in closing, can we learn to be that good and faithful servant? Can I trust those? And then some of you make calls to the other leaders that are not here to be here at 5. Can I trust you all that I don't have to text everyone to come out to pray? Can I trust you to let those who aren't here today to come out at 5 to be part and pray and seek God's face? Can we do that? Or is this message just goes in vain? It's just like, oh, it's just another Sunday service. I ask these questions and we close. Number one, how confident are you that you can trust the Lord in every circumstance? Everyone. How confident are you? No matter what situation you're in. Some of us are in good, some of us are in bad, and some of us are in ugly situations right now. But how confident are you that God can see you through? That God can deliver you and help you? Number two, in what ways has he demonstrated his faithfulness in your life? Oh, come on. I've heard some of your testimonies. You've heard mine. Some of you are developing a testimony right now. Some of you are about to enter in to a place where when you come out on the other side, you will testify how good he is. Nothing's too hard for God, huh? Nothing is. I don't care what you've gone through. I don't care what you experienced. I don't care what you have lost in life. God is faithful. And he's asking us to just have a little faithfulness. Number three, how faithful are you to the Lord? Are you faithful to the Lord? Do you miss the mark all the time? How faithful are you? I know I'm not perfect. And neither are you. But we're striving for perfection. We're striving. We're striving to hit the mark. And come what may, we just want to walk closer with God. We need his help. We need his strength. We need all those attributes working. We need that will to churn in our life. It has to. It could never stop. It's got to keep turning. Let it turn. Let the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let it be not wasted moments, but where God can get the glory despite of ourselves. Can I get an amen? Because we serve a mighty God. And number four, how faithful are you to others? When you learn to be faithful to God, guess what? You'll learn to be faithful to others. That's right. We all gathered at my home two Sundays ago. There was just one or two that were there that served us like no other. God knows who you are. I don't want to toot your horn, but God knows who you are. And you brought glory and honor to him by serving others. Some of us didn't even have to get up. They came and continued to bring food to the saints, to those who gathered. Made sure their water was full. Made sure their drink was full. I'm talking not alcohol drink. I'm talking about refreshment drinks. Water. Horchata. God remembers those things. Can we learn to walk in that area in our life? Can we take steps toward him? Not giant leaps, but just steps toward him. And allow him to work mighty in our lives. So that we could be strengthened by him. Because when it's all said and done, I want God to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. How many want to hear God say that to you? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, for your faithfulness, your goodness toward us, and your mercy. Lord, I'm praying, Lord, that whoever's struggling in these areas, God, that you would now just strengthen them. Fortify them, God. Let them know that you're with them and not against them. I'm praying for those who probably never been baptized, never gave their life to you, God. I'm praying for those right now who are listening, here and abroad, listening on the internet. And if you've never surrendered your heart to Christ, pray this simple prayer. We're going to pray it with you. But God says to turn to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. He's the only one that can fix the dilemmas in your life. Only He can. There's no temporary fixes. Once He eradicates them, He replaces it with something good for you. And so if you're here or listening, pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my life. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen, amen. Come on, give him praise and glory in the house. Come on, he's worthy. Jesus is worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening. Hallelujah. We give you the praise.